ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानजनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामाध्यं ददाति स्वापन्नान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सहगजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितान् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते तमालकृष्णगोस्वामिनिति नामिने नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवी देवी दैताय कृपादे कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाध्य श्री रूप अनुग भक्ति श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्ते दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्धाप सिद्धांत ध्वांत हारिणे नित्यानंद अवदुत्यंदुर वसुधा प्राण वल्लभ ध्यानव जीवितपति ही कृष्ण प्रेम पद प्रभु पद्मावती सूत श्रीमान शचिनंदन पूर्वजा भावन्मत्त जगत्राता रक्तगौर कलेवरा चैतन्य कृष्ण चैतन्य गौरांग द्विजनायक यतिनाम दनिनाम जीवनाशिनाम च शिरोमणि रक्तांबरधर श्रीमान नवद्वीप शुद्धकार प्रेम भक्ति पदश्चैव श्री शचिनंदनस्तथा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री नित्यानंद बलराम महाप्रभु की जय श्री 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 चैतन्य भागवत की जय जय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल सो टुडे इज द होली अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड लॉर्ड श्री नित्यानंद बलराम वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद केम टू द वेस्ट एंड अलाउड अस टू सेलिब्रेट द the holy appearance day and hear about the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Balaram. His incarnation is considered the most munificent incarnation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Namo Mahavadanyaya, meaning that there is no one more munificent, more generous, more loving than Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Nityananda Balaram is his potency of giving mercy to the devotees. He is his mercy potency. So it is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Balaram that we are able to make spiritual advancement, that we are able to experience bliss in our spiritual practice. So today is his day. We should all be very happy today, be in a very celebrative mood, and be very magnanimous in our Krishna conscious attitude. So I'm going to read from the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that describes in the Adi Lila, chapter 9, the appearance of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is the eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rarely is the name Nimai or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taken without Nitai, Lord Nityananda. Mahaprabhu cannot be approached or understood without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who is the cardinal guru of all the universes and serves as an intermediary between Mahaprabhu and his devotees. We are actually Mahaprabhu's devotees. And so he acts as the intermediary. He is the Lord's active principle in both creation and Leela. He is the second body of the Lord, manifesting as Balaram to Sri Krishna, Lakshman to Sri Ram, and Nityananda Prabhu to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna are also considered to be two bodies of the same soul. Krishna are Krishna. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the same soul, two bodies. All other forms and expansions of the Lord emanate from this second body. Nityananda Prabhu is thus the source of Sankarshan, all the Vishnus and Anantasesh Naga. As Vishnu Tattva, he and Advaita Acharya are worshipped in the same category as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the manifested earthly Leela, Nityananda Prabhu is senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by more than a decade. He is statuesque, like his master, with whitish complexion of Lord Balaram. His garments resemble a cluster of blue lotus flowers, and his effulgence is said to surpass the grandeur of a rising moon at sunset. He has a deep, melodious voice, constantly singing the glories of Sri Krishna, and carries a red stick with benediction for the devotees, but feared by the demoniac, just like the sannyasi carries the danda. He has the carefree mood of a wild avadhuta. So absorbed is he in the love of Godhead that no one knows what he will do next. It's very true. Nityananda Prabhu was born in Ekachakra, a small village in present West Bengal, around the year 1474. His birth site is commemorated by a temple named Garbhasva and is visited by throngs of pilgrims today. His father, Hadai Oja, and mother, Padmavati, were pious Brahmins originally from Mithila. Nityananda Prabhu was born on the auspicious 13th day of the bright fortnight of the month of Magha. As a child, Nitai, as Nityananda Prabhu was called, loved to enact pastimes of Sri Krishna or Lord Rama. He did so authoritatively and with such rapture that the entire village would be immersed in love of Godhead. Nitai's favorite part was that of Lakshman, and he enacted it with so many apparently authentic scenes not described in the Ramayana that people would wonder if he was making it up or actually relishing his own pastimes. The village of Ekachakra was completely absorbed in the love of little Nitai, where he spent the first 12 years of his earthly life. In the 13th year, another person who spent 12 years of his earthly life before he went off was Lord Jesus Christ. He also spent 12 years in his village and then he went off. These are all actually empowered incarnations of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, they are very powerful. The village of Ekachakra was completely absorbed in the love of little Nitai. In the 13th year, a traveling sannyasi, said to be the famous Lakshmipati Tirtha, enchanted by Nitai's devotion and service, requested Nitai from his parents as a traveling companion. His parents, bound by the Vedic culture, could not refuse the request of a guest and reluctantly parted with Nimai. However, devastated by the separation of Nitai, the Harai Pandit soon gave up his own life. Actually, it's described that when a guest is leaving, one should follow the guest until they can't see the guest anymore. Srila Prabhupada was once asked about this, that when, you know, he would ever leave a temple, what should devotees do in seeing him off? And he would say that you should follow my car until you can't see it anymore, then pay your obeisances. And so in the same way, when Litai was leaving, Harai Pandit kept looking in that direction until he couldn't see him anymore. But actually, soon after that, he also left his body because he couldn't bear the separation. So much he loved his son. Nitai traveled with Lakshmipati Tirtha for about 20 years, during which he visited all the holy places in the country, reminiscent of the manner that Balaram traveled while the battle at Kurukshetra raged on. Nitai is said to be later on initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha. He also associated with another of Lakshmipati Tirtha's famous disciple, Madhavendra Puri, who, although his god brother, was revered by Nitai as his spiritual master, just as his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri is famous for establishing the sweet truth of Madhuri Rasa, which later became an integral part of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya, and Radharani are the only three who understand Radharani fully. And so these are very, very exalted personalities. So it is not surprising that he established the sweet truth of Madhuri Rasa. Among the other disciples of Madhavendra Puri is Advaita Acharya and Ishvara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya is like a god brother to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Balaram is like god uncle to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the disciplic chain. Nityananda Prabhu met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1506 when he was 32 years old and the Lord was 20 years at that age, meaning Lord Chaitanya was 20 years of age at the time. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu reached the land of Nadia, he hid in the house of Nandanacharya to heighten the ecstasy of meeting through separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aware of the arrival of his eternal associate, dispatched Haridas Thakur and Srivas Pandit to search out Nitai, but they failed. Finally, unable to bear the separation any longer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself went directly to Nityananda Prabhu, and in the ecstasy of meeting was so transcendental that everyone witnessing it were awed by the sublime experience. A temple called Sri Gaura Nityananda commemorates this meeting place in Nadia. Nityananda Prabhu, in his role as the original spiritual master, was instrumental in spreading the Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan all over Gaudadesh, Bengal and Orissa. His mercy knew no bounds, and people fortunate to come in contact with him were inundated with love of Godhead. It was by his mercy that Raghunath Das, one of the six Goswamis, started the famous Danda Mahotsava festival of Panihati, a tradition that continues today, and was thus able to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He extended his mercy to even fallen souls like Jagai and Madai, delivering them from the sinful lives and protecting them, from the wrath of even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This has been written by Indian devotees, so sometimes their grammar is not perfect. So, excuse me if the grammar doesn't come out really perfect. Indeed, his mercy knows no bounds, and fortunate were the people who tasted the nectar of his instructions. When Nityananda Prabhu returned to Bengal at the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided to abandon his avaduta status and become a grihastha or householder. He married Janava Devi and Vasudha, the two daughters of Suryadas Sarakhel, who was the brother of Goridas Pandit, an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the spiritual master of the famous Shyamananda Pandit. Nityananda Prabhu had a son, Virachandra, and a daughter, Ganga Devi, from Vasudha. Soon after Vasudha passed away and Janava Devi looked after the children, she later initiated Virachandra and also became an instructing spiritual master to be the likes of Shyamananda Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and Naradam Das Thakur. This is Janavama. And of course, Ganga Mata is being described here. Janava Devi is revered as a Vaishnavi, and she established the preeminent position of women in the Vaishnava tradition. Lord Nityananda wound up his earthly pastimes by merging into the deity of Krishna, known as Bankim Rai, not far from Ekachakra. Vaishnava Acharyas emphatically state that people who try to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu will never succeed. And one must pray very sincerely to Lord Nityananda Prabhu as the Adi Guru or the original spiritual master to be delivered to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The presence of Nityananda Prabhu is always felt in the presence of one's own Guru. For the Guru is considered to be the living manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu's love and mercy. His Shakti, his power, is what gives the disciple the ability to perform devotional service and experience spiritual bliss. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the unlimited ocean of mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, the dearest friend of the distressed. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life, treasure, and soul of Sri Advaita Acharya, and the priceless treasure house of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to Sri Vishwambhara, the son of Sri Jagannath Mishra and Mother Shachi. All glories to all the devotees who are dear associates of the Lord. Lord Anantasesh appeared in Radha district on an order given previously by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He remained in the material world according to Mahaprabhu's transcendental desire. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, appeared in the village of Ekachakra. His father was a Brahmin named Harai Pandit and his mother was Srimati Padma Devi. From his early childhood, Sri Nityananda Prabhu had a serene disposition and was highly intelligent. He was a reservoir of excellences. His charming beauty overshadowed the attractiveness of millions upon millions of cupids. It is described that there is a pin code to human life. And this pin code, the PIN, stands for piety, intelligence, and nobility. That if a person is pious, intelligent, and noble, then that person is considered to be a human being, worthy of being called a human being. So here we can see in the descriptions how Nityananda is described in the same way. On the day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in Navadvipa, Sri Nityananda, who was still in Radha, roared with jubilation. The sound of the roar filled the universe and robbed everyone of their senses. Some people speculated it must be a thunderclap. Others thought it was the sound of some impending disaster. Still others said, "We know the reason for this sound. Lord Nityananda, the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is roaring in ecstasy." People offered different opinions on this subject, but no one actually knew Lord Nityananda in truth due to his illusory potency. Lord Nityananda concealed his identity and played gleefully with other young children of his age. The various games of Lord Nityananda played with his young friends were actually manifestations of the different pastimes of Lord Krishna. The children got together and formed a divine council where some of them took the role of Mother Earth and submitted a petition. Jai Shishi Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. Those children were accompanied by many others when they went to the bank of the milk ocean and offered their choicest prayers to Lord Krishna. A certain young boy, unseen by anyone, called out in a loud voice, "I shall appear in Gokula, Mathura." On some evenings, Lord Nityananda gathered his young friends and enacted the marriage of Sri Vasudev with Devaki Devi. Closing all the doors and windows to the room to create a dungeon, Lord Nityananda enacted the birth of Lord Krishna and then took place deep in the night while the rest of the world slept. Then they carried the baby, Lord Krishna, to their imaginary Gokul Dham and exchanged him for the baby girl, Mahamaya, the external potency of the Lord. Thus they tricked the wicked King Kamsa. Nityananda dressed a young boy as Putana and had someone climb on her breast to suck her milk. Helped by some friends, he one day built a cart with some tough reeds and then smashed it. Unseen by anyone, he entered the milkman's houses in the near vicinity and stole butter with his young friends. The young boys never wanted to leave the company of Lord Nityananda and return home. Day and night they relished his transcendental association. The parents of these young boys never remonstrated them, but all of them affectionately held him on their laps. Everyone was amazed. "We never saw such wonderful activities. How does a mere child know so many transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna?" On another day, he made snakes just like Kaliya out of leaves. He took all the young boys and went down to the water. When the boys jumped into the water and fell unconscious, Nityananda revived them. One day he went to the forest of Tala trees with his young friends. After killing the donkey demon Dhenuka, he enjoyed Tala fruits with everyone else. When he would take his young friends out to graze cows, they would enact many different pastimes. Once he dressed them as Bakasura, Agasura, and Vatsasura, and then enacted Lord Krishna's pastimes of killing those demons. Playing his horn all the way, he would return home at sunset with the cows and his young friends. One day he enacted the pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. Another day he recreated Vrindavan Dham and played about while remembering its many different places. He performed the pastimes of stealing the clothes of the Brajakahud damsels, and he also met the wives of the Brahmanas who were engaged in performing sacrifices. Someone would occasionally dress up as Narad Muni, completely with dress and beard, and give secret counsel to Kamsa while sitting in his secluded place. Once a young boy dressed as a Krura enacted the leela of taking Lord Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan to Mathura on the order of the cruel king Kamsa. Taking the part of the Braja Gopis, Nityananda wept bitterly in a mood of intense separation. His tears flowed like a gushing river, and all the boys looked on in amazement. Being deluded by the illusory potency of Lord Vishnu, no one could understand the truth about Lord Nityananda. Oblivious to his identity, the young boys played happily with him. After recreating Mathura in their play, Lord Nityananda roamed about the city with his young friends, sometimes dressed up as a gardener and sometimes else adorned himself with a flower garland. He dressed someone as a hunchback woman from Mathura and enacted the pastime of going to her place to be smeared with fragrant sandalwood paste. Next, he made a bow, strung it, and then broke it in the midst of great tumult. Acting like Krishna, Lord Nityananda pretended to kill the mad elephant, Kuvalaya, with two wrestlers, Chanur and Mustik, in the arena of Kamsa. Then he sought out the young friend who was dressed as Kamsa, pulled him down by his hair, and straddled his chest. He danced jubilantly with his young friends after the mock killing of cruel King Kamsa. Everyone who watched the drama laughed in appreciation. In a playful mood, Lord Nityananda imitated the many different transcendental pastimes of the incarnations of the Supreme Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. One day, Lord Nityananda became Lord Vamana, making someone else take the part of Bali Maharaja. He enacted the pastime of Lord Vamana, tricking King Bali out of his vast kingdom, which extended throughout the three worlds. Someone acting as Sukracharya appeared in an old man's attire and forbid Bali Maharaj to entertain Lord Vamana's request for three paces of land. But King Bali granted Lord Vamana's request, and the Lord blessed him by placing his lotus feet on the king's head. Jai Shri Shri Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. One day, Lord Nityananda became Lord Ramachandra and built a bridge across the ocean to Lanka. All the young boys dressed as monkeys to form a monkey army for the Lord. Shouting, Jai Raghunatha, they felled some castor oil trees and threw them on the water, imitating Lord Balaram's monkeys, throwing rocks in the water to build a bridge. Another time, Lord Nityananda played Sri Lakshman. Taking his bow in his hand, he stalked off angrily to meet Sugriva. Oh, you wretched monkey! My lord is in anguish. If you care for your life, then come out right now. Lord Ramachandra awaits us anxiously in Malivan Mountain, and here you are enjoying in the midst of women. On another day, he chastised Sri Parshurama with mounting fury. I am not to be blamed for this, O Brahmana. Now run away immediately. Lord Nityananda was extremely adept when accepting the role of Lakshman, but the young boys thought it was all in fun. They were unable to grasp its recondite significance. The young boys dressed up as the famous five monkeys and the Lord as Lakshmana, inquired from them, Who are you? I see all of you belong to the monkey race, but why are you roaming in this forest? I am the servant of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Please introduce yourselves. They replied, We are roaming in the forest in fear of Bali. Please take us to Lord Ramachandra so that we may accept the dust from his lotus feet. After embracing everyone, Lakshman brought them to Lord Ramachandra, and all of them fell at the Lord's lotus feet, offering them their prostrated obeisances. One day, Lord Nityananda enacted the pastime of killing Indrajit, and another day he lost himself in the emotions of Lakshman. After dressing one boy as Vibhishan, Nitai brought him to Lord Ramachandra, and the Lord appointed him as the king of Lanka. One boy approached Nitai and said, I am Ravana, the demon king. I shall discharge my most powerful Shakti-shila weapon at you. Avert it if you can, Lakshmana. Challenging Lakshmana with these words, the boy threw a lotus flower at Nitai. Engrossed in Lakshmana's battle mood, Nitai fell back and dropped to the ground, unconscious. Despite the boy's efforts to rouse him, Nitai lay there unmoving. The Lord lay without a trace of consciousness in his entire body, while his friends sat around holding their heads and lamenting. Nitai's mother and father rushed to the spot, but when they saw their son's lifeless body, they both fainted and dropped to the ground. Whoever observed the situation was certainly astonished. The young boys described the details to a crowd that had gathered, and someone said, "I think I understand the reason for Nitai's loss of consciousness." Previously, Nitai expertly enacted the role of King Dasarath, who suffered tremendously and finally died when he heard of Rama's banishment to the forest. "He is simply play-acting," explained the man, "and if Hanuman gives him medicine, he will become well again." Before the drama, Lord Nityananda had instructed all his young friends, "If I should fall down, then surround me and weep. After waiting for a few moments, send for Sri Hanuman, and when he holds the medicine to my nose, my life will be revived once again." The Lord fell unconscious, simply experiencing his own mood as Sankarshan, Lakshmana. Naturally, this confounded his young friends. The boys had become confused by Nitai's seeming unconsciousness and forgot the Lord's instructions to them. They simply repeated, "Wake up, dear brother," and wept in loud voices. When the boys heard the man's suggestions, they remembered the instructions of the Lord. A boy dressed as Hanuman and ran off to gather the medicinal herbs. A boy dressed as Hanuman and ran off to gather the medicinal herbs. Another young boy, dressed as an ascetic, but actually the demoniac maternal uncle of Ravana, met Sri Hanuman on his way and invited him to share some fruits and food. "Please remain here, dear Hanuman, and grace my humble hermitage. I feel greatly fortunate to be able to meet a personality like your good self." "My mission is urgent and grave," replied Hanuman. "I must hasten. I cannot remain. You must have heard that Lakshman, Lord Rama's younger brother, is lying in a coma, hit by the powerful Shakti-shila weapon of Ravana. So I must rush to Gandharva Hills to get medicine and save his life." The ascetic persisted, "If you must leave, then at least take your bath, and after eating something, you can continue your victorious journey." By the potency of Lord Nityananda, his young friends played their individual parts so eloquently that the entire crowd watched in amazement. On the prompting of the ascetic, Hanuman went to the big lake for his bath. A young boy dressed as a crocodile caught hold of Hanuman's feet and dragged him into the deep water. But mighty Hanuman pulled the crocodile onto the bank of the lake. He fought a short battle with the crocodile, and after vanquishing him, Hanuman, who is also known as Mahavira, moved on toward his destination. Another young boy dressed as a demon chastised Hanuman with the intent of eating him. "You have killed the crocodile, but how do you propose to kill me? I shall devour you." "Then who shall save Lakshman's life?" roared the demon. Sri Hanuman retorted, "Your Ravana is a dog. I despise him. You had better run far away." They hurled abuses at each other in this manner for some time, and then, tearing at each other's hair, they broke into a fist fight. Soon, Sri Hanuman destroyed the demon and continued towards the Gandharva hill, where he entered the forest. Some young boys dressed as Gandharvas put up a fight with Hanuman, who was obliged to battle with them. When they were defeated, Hanuman carried the Gandharva mountain on his head to Lakshmana. Another young boy dressed as a physician placed the medicine next to Sri Lakshman's nose, thinking of Lord Sri Ramachandra. Lord Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then stood up, to the great relief of his parents and all the others who were present there. Sri Hari Pandit hurried to Nitai and took him fondly on his lap. The young friends felt lighthearted and jubilant. Everyone was impressed with the drama and inquired, "Dear boy, where did you learn to play all these pastimes? Nitai smiled and replied, These are all my transcendental activities. In his early years, Lord Nityananda was an extremely handsome child. Who could resist holding him to their heart's delight? The people of Radha loved him more than they loved their own sons. Yet no one could recognize him as the Lord. His associates were deluded by the illusory potency of Lord Vishnu. Lord Nityananda played in this manner throughout his childhood. His only source of pleasure was the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, which he enacted. Away from their homes, the young friends of Nityananda enjoyed his sweet company. I offer my countless obeisances at the feet of all these young associates of Lord Nityananda, who enjoy pleasurable pastimes with him. From his childhood, Nityananda's only inclination was to relive the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna. Who can describe the unlimited, superhuman pastimes of Lord Anantasesha, Sri Nityananda? Only by his mercy can proper percipience manifest within the heart. Lord Nityananda lived at home for 12 years, continuously enacting such pastimes. Thereafter, he left on pilgrimage. He traveled to different places of pilgrimage for 20 years. Then at last he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please hear the narrations of Lord Nityananda's travels to different places of pilgrimage as I have written this in the Adikhanda portion of the book. Whoever criticizes the Lord and his activities in any way is certainly a mischievous, sinful atheist. The Supreme Personality, Lord Nityananda, who liberated the entire universe, is surely the unlimited ocean of mercy. By his grace, I am able to know the transcendental truth of Lord Chaitanya, and by the same grace, the divine glories of Lord Chaitanya are revealed to me. Hear attentively the description of the pilgrimage of Lord Nityananda, the most beloved associate of Sri Chaitanya. The end of this narration, he actually also gives a boon, a blessing, a very powerful blessing he gives. The first holy place Lord Nityananda visited on his journey was the temple of Vakreshwara. Thereafter, he roamed the forests of Vaidyanatha all alone. After visiting Gayadham, Nityananda went to Kashi, the principal pilgrimage place for the Shaivites, which is situated on the banks of the Ganga as she flows swiftly westward. Lord Nityananda was exhilarated by drinking and bathing in the waters, yet for some reason his longing and fatigue clung to him. In Prayag, the Lord bathed at the river's confluence in the early hours of a chilly Magh morning. Then he proceeded to Mathura, where he had appeared in a previous yuga. There he visited Lord Krishna's birthplace. Attracted by the river Yamuna, the Lord sported in her gentle waters at the bathing place named Bishram Ghat. He then circumambulated Govardhan and experienced spiritual ecstasy. One by one, the Lord visited all 12 forests, including Sri Vrindavan, and roamed at will in their shady woods. In Gokul, the Lord saw the residence of Nanda Maharaj. In ecstasy, he sat down and wept profusely. The Lord then offered worship to the deity of Lord Madana Gopal and went to Hastinapur, the famous fortress city of the valiant Pandavas. Lord Nityananda wept, being intensely moved by this sanctified place of the elevated devotees of the Supreme Lord. However, the residents of that place could not comprehend such emotions due to their lack of devotional sentiments. The visit to Hastinapur brought back memories of Lord Balaram's activities, and Lord Nityananda called out, "Save me, O Lord Haladara!" In this way, he worshipped the holy place. Thereafter, Sri Nityananda traveled to the city of Dwarka and bathed in the ocean, feeling great spiritual bliss. Then he went to Siddhapur. That place was rendered holy by the presence of Lord Kapiladev. After that, Lord Nityananda went to Matsyatirtha, where he gave away grains in charity on the occasion of a big festival. The Lord visited Shivakanchi and Vishnukanchi. Being the original Supreme Person, Nityananda was amused at the fanatical conflict that existed between the followers of Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. He traveled to Kurukshetra, Prithaduka, Bindu Sarovara, Prabhasa, and Sudarshan Tirtha. Then he went to Tritakupa, Vishala, Brahma Tirtha, and Chakra Tirtha. With exhilarated spirits, Nityananda then traveled to Pratitsrota, where the Prachi Saraswati flows gently into the ocean. From there, he visited the forest of Naimisharanya. Lord Nityananda traveled to the city of Ayodhya. Seeing the birthplace of Lord Ramachandra, he felt spiritual ecstasy moving him to shed profuse tears of divine love. Then he traveled to the tribal kingdom of King Guhaka or Shinga Virapur. King Guhaka reigned during the time of Lord Ramachandra. In that holy place, Lord Sri Nityananda fell into a massive ecstatic trance. When Sri Nityananda thought of his devotee, the tribal king of Guhaka, he went into ecstatic trance for 3 days. Lord Nityananda visited the different forests in which the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra once roamed. His feeling of separation from the Lord made him roll on the ground in anguish. Then the Lord went to the spot where the holy Sarayu River quietly flows in Ayodhya. After bathing in the water of the Kaushiki River, he continued to Pulastut Ashram, a most sanctified place. Thereafter, Sri Nityananda went to Gomati and bathed in the waters of Gandaki and Sona. He climbed the Mahendra Hill, where he offered obeisances to Lord Parshurama. From there, he traveled to Haridwara, the source of Mother Ganga. He visited Pampa, Bhima, Godavari, Bhenuva, and Bipasa, or Vyasa, River. He remained submerged in the water for a while. In Madurai, he visited the temple of Lord Kartik and then went to the place known as Sri Prabhat. There, in a massive and impressive temple, his devotees, Lord Shiva and Parvati, were being opulently worshipped as a Brahmin and his wife. Lord Shiva and Parvati recognized Lord Nityananda as their worshipable Supreme Lord. The original Sankarshan appeared before them as a pilgrim in mendicant's dress. Lord Shiva is always meditating on Lord Sankarshan, who is actually Lord Nityananda. Shiva and Parvati joyfully received the exalted guest and attended to him affectionately. Parvati cooked palatable dishes for his satisfaction, and in reciprocation, Sri Nityananda offered them his obeisances. Only Lord Krishna knows the confidential topics that transpired between them. But thereafter, Lord Nityananda went through the Dravida territory. He traveled through different pilgrimage spots, touching upon the places of Vyankatanatha, Kamakoshtipuri, and Kanchi, arriving at last to the sacred river Kaveri. Then he proceeded to the famous holy place of Sri Rangam, where merciful Lord Sri Raghunatha received opulent worship from his devotees. Thereafter, Lord Nityananda visited Harikshetra. He then visited Rishabha Hills, Madurai and Kritamata, Tamraparai and Uttara Jwara. In the Malaya Hills, he went to Agastya's hermitage, and all the residents were spiritually enthralled by having such a divine personality as their guest. Arriving in Badrik Ashram with unbounded spiritual joy, he absorbed its divine atmosphere and spent some days in quiet solitude. From there, he tracked the hermitage of Srila Vyasadeva, who immediately recognized Lord Nityananda as his worshipable Lord Balaram. It is said Lord Vyasadeva is still there in the Himalayas. So that's where he went. He cared for his guest attentively, and Sri Nityananda reciprocated by offering his obeisances to Srila Vyasadeva. Continuing his travels, Lord Nityananda came across a place where a number of Buddhist monks were sitting around. He made a few inquiries there, but none of the monks would reply. This sparked his anger, and he chastised them for their misbehavior by kicking each one in the head. That's Lord Nityananda. The Buddhists dispersed in fear, and then the Lord continued on his journey, strolling fearlessly through the forest. Srila Prabhupada was like that too. He really kicked the Buddhists in the head. He spoke so harshly about them. Sri Nityananda, actually Srila Prabhupada is described as a ray of Lord Nityananda, that he is actually the energy of Lord Nityananda. And that is why he was so very, very successful on the planet. One of the reasons he was very successful. And also explains why Srila Prabhupada was very, very loving towards his disciples. He tolerated all kinds of nonsense. He was very, very, very compassionately disposed towards everyone. Sri Nityananda traveled south to Kanyakumari and saw the beautiful Didi of Durga Devi installed near the shore of the Indian Ocean at the southern tip of India. He also went to Sri Avantapura and Pancha Apsara Lake. In Gokarna, he visited the temples of Lord Shiva. In Kerala and Trigarala, he went house to house, showering his causeless mercy. He crossed most of the rivers that flowed down from the Vindhya hills and covered the tract of land south of the Vindhyas, known as Payonchi, where he wandered a while in Tapti. He visited Reba, Mahishmati, Malatirtha, Surparaka, and then headed westward. Lord Nityananda traveled all over the country in a joyful mood, fearless and carefree. He was constantly submerged in ecstatic love of Krishna. Overcome with ecstasy, sometimes he cried and sometimes he laughed. Who can understand the blissful turmoil which stirred in his heart? During the period of his journey, when he traveled to the western provinces, he met Sri Madhavendra Puri by divine arrangement. Sri Madhavendra Puri is the embodiment of ecstatic, transcendental love for Lord Krishna, and all his swan-like disciples are full of that spiritual love. His only means of sustenance is the nectar that flows out of Krishna's loving exchanges. Lord Krishna personally resides in the form of such unalloyed devotees as Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sri Advaitacharya is the foremost among Sri Madhavendra Puri's disciples. So how can I begin to describe his intense love for Krishna, provided as I am with inadequate words? On meeting Sri Madhavendra Puri, Lord Nityananda became paralyzed and lost consciousness. Overpowered by ecstatic transcendental love, and Madhavendra Puri also went into ecstatic trance, losing all external consciousness upon seeing Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya often remarked that Sri Madhavendra Puri was the main trunk of the tree of nectarine devotional mellows. Ishvara Puri and other disciples of Madhavendra Puri witnessed that unique meeting. Tears flowed freely from their eyes as they saw the two forms lying in devotional trance. When consciousness returned and they became aware of each other's presence, Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda embraced while crying tears of joy. They rolled in the sand and roared loudly, unabashed in expressing their sublime emotions, totally absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Their profuse, unrestrained tears purified the earth. Mother Earth felt as she was receiving her greatest benediction. Within their bodies, different ecstatic symptoms of shivering, weeping, and horripilation appeared in endless waves. Such devotional emotions confirmed that Sri Chaitanya resided within each of them. Lord Nityananda then first spoke, saying, "Today, in one instance, I have received the utmost benediction of my pilgrimages. My eyes have rested on the lotus feet of Sri Madhavendra Puri, and seeing his transcendental love, my life has become blessed and meaningful." Sri Madhavendra Puri sat speechless, holding Lord Nityananda to his breast, his voice choked with tears of ecstatic emotions. Such was his feeling of love for Nityananda that he never desired to release him from his embrace. Ishvara Puri, Brahmananda Puri, and all the other disciples could perceive what had actually spiritually transpired. So their natural attraction and attachment for the Lord increased. In the past, both Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda had seen pilgrims and many amongst them in saintly garb, but now they realized that none of those pilgrims had possessed the transcendental gift of love of God. Remembering their brief association and conversations with such non-devotional persons, they were overcome with remorse. They had wandered everywhere looking intently for Krishna and his pure loving devotees. They found each other, pure transcendentalists, and they felt the burden of their despondency lift in each other's association. In each other, they witnessed the manifestation of love of God. Blissful days passed, filled with confidential Krishna-conscious discussions, which created in both the Lord and Madhavendra Puri an insatiable thirst for continued association. Sri Madhava's spontaneity drove him into ecstatic trance when he saw a dark cloud that reminded him of Krishna's complexion. Day and night he seemed intoxicated by his love for Krishna, sometimes laughing, sometimes the next moment crying, and sometimes making a great deal of noise or shouting. Lord Nityananda was also drunk with the divine nectar of love of Lord Govinda. He stumbled and fell repeatedly, often roaring with laughter. The disciples were very impressed by the extent of their spiritual master, of their spiritual masters, and Lord Nityananda's extraordinary love for the Supreme Lord. And they in turn responded by continuously singing the name of Sri Hari. Steeped in the ambrosia of transcendental love, they lost count of time. No one knew when day turned to night and their surroundings passed into oblivion. Who can grasp the highly confidential topics of Sri Madhavendra Puri that they discussed with Lord Nityananda, that he discussed with Lord Nityananda? Only Lord Krishna, the omniscient supersoul, knows everything. Sri Puri grew so attached to Lord Nityananda that he could not imagine leaving his company. He spent every moment of his time with him. Sri Madhavendra Puri said, "Nowhere have I found the exhibition of such supramundane love par excellence as in Lord Nityananda. Wherever the love is found, becomes the best of all holy places. I am now convinced that the blessed Lord Sri Krishna is graciously disposed towards me because I have found an intimate associate like Lord Nityananda. Wherever one meets Lord Nityananda, that place becomes the most holy place. The very spiritual planet of Vaikuntha descends there. Whoever associates with Lord Nityananda and hears from him will surely attain purest devotional love at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And whoever harbors even a tinge of apathy for Lord Nityananda is forever cast aside by Lord Krishna, though he may be in the guise of a devotee." Sri Madhavendra Puri expressed his feeling of deep affection for Lord Nityananda with unhesitating praises. Simultaneously, Lord Nityananda developed his affection and reverential mood towards Sri Puri, which can only be offered to a mentor. A wonderful relationship blossomed where each continually exhilarated the other with his ecstatic love for Krishna. They relished each other's transcendental association for some days, and then Lord Nityananda left for the south, where Lord Ramachandra built a bridge to Lanka with the help of the monkey army. Sri Madhavendra Puri set out towards Saraju. They parted ways, merged in a state of complete bliss of love of Krishna, unmindful of even their own physical conditions. Lives of such unalloyed devotees of Krishna are sustained only by their intense love for the Lord. Otherwise, once they are aware of that love, it would not be possible for them to continue living, feeling the excruciating pangs of separation from him. Those faithful souls who hear this narration of the wonderful meeting between Sri Madhavendra and Lord Nityananda will surely attain the highest perfection, love of Krishna. Lord Nityananda traveled for a few days submerged in the ambrosia of love of Krishna and finally arrived in Setu Bandha. This is the final page, half page left. He bathed in Dhanstirtha and proceeded to Rameshwara. Thereafter, he traveled to Vijayanagar and from there onto the temple of Lord Narsingadev in Gyoda. He visited Mayapuri, Avanti, and the river Godavari. This time, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri, and on the way, he visited Tirumala and Kurmakshetra. The Lord saw the high fluttering flag of Lord Jagannath's temple just as he entered Purushottam Kshetra, Puri, and immediately he fell into ecstatic trance. He saw Lord Jagannath as the Lord of Dwarka, along with all his divine associates and devotees present in that holy dham. Such visions revived Lord Nityananda's ecstatic mood, and he fell unconscious to the ground. Then he regained consciousness. When he regained consciousness, the different ecstatic symptoms of shivering, paling, weeping, horripilation, and loud roaring became manifest again, and again he fell to the ground. Who can perceive the magnitude of Lord Nityananda's extraordinary love of Godhead? He spent a few more days in Nilachal, and then, immersed in total spiritual joy, he traveled north to Ganga Sagar. How it is possible for me to describe Lord Nityananda's pilgrimage? How is it possible for me to describe Lord Nityananda's pilgrimage? My feeble attempt is made only possible by His grace. My feeble attempt is made possible only by His grace. Caught up in the fervor of His pilgrimage, the Lord again traveled to Mathura and Vrindavan. Completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Sri Nityananda was unaware of passage of many days and nights in Vrindavan. He forgot about eating and only occasionally drank a little milk if it came to him unsolicited. Sri Nityananda could visualize his Lord Sri Chaitanya living as an ordinary boy in Navadvip. He thought to himself, when Lord Sri Gaurachandra reveals his magnanimous pastimes of congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name, at that time I shall devote myself to his service. This is a very important statement. He says, when Lord Gaurachandra reveals his magnanimous pastimes of congregational chanting of the Lord's holy name, at that time I shall devote myself to his service. He thus resolved to wait in Vrindavan and not to proceed to Navadvipa. He filled his days happily frolicking in the dark cool waters of Kalindi, lost in the mood of a young cowherd boy. At other times, he found an inexplicable pleasure playing in the sand with his young friends. So here actually Lord Nityananda is exemplifying the essence of bhakti. The essence of bhakti is to do sankirtan in front of Lord Chaitanya. It's described that that is the purpose. And that is the service. It is actually the service. And all other services are manifestations of doing sankirtan. And we can see that Lord Nityananda, who himself, his greatest ecstasy is felt in the mood of service to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's where he feels his greatest ecstasy. He is the Lord himself, but his greatest ecstasy he feels is when he is serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that service happens when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins the Sankirtan movement. It's the beginning of service, it is the end of service, it is the middle of service. The service is Sankirtan, and therefore Krishna also describes that I am not present in Vaikuntha, I am not present in the hearts of the Brahmins. I am not present. In so many places he describes, he says, I'm not even present in Dwarka. But he says he is present where his devotees are performing Sankirtan. There he is present. And this is of course Shyam Sundar Krishna, because he is present in Dwarka. But Shyam Sundar Krishna, who is our worshipable Lord, our lineage is the lineage of Radharani. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas are followers and servants of the gopis of Braja, who are themselves the very intimate servants of Radharani. So Radharani is our supreme master, supreme mistress. Sometimes the spiritual master is described as a representation of Radharani. Sometimes they're described as a representation of Lord Nityananda or Lord Balaram. And in his final pastime on the planet, Lord Nityananda entered the deity of Bankim Rai. This deity is actually still there near Ekachakra, which is the village at which Lord Nityananda appeared in this mortal world. And it is described that he actually personally established this deity of Bankim Rai. And on his right, on the right of this deity is Janava. They always wondered how the deity of Janava appeared on the right. And on his left is Radharani. Bankim Rai's left is Radharani. Right is Mother Janava. Because Bankim Rai is now considered to be Lord Nityananda. And so on his right is Janava Ma. And because he is the deity of Krishna, on his left is Radharani. It's a very unusual arrangement. And so it is said anybody who has darshan of this deity or just takes the name of Bankim Rai will achieve pure love of Godhead. Jai Sri Bankim Rai ki jai. Lord Sri Nityananda Balaram ki jai. So again, today is a very, very ecstatic day of the appearance of the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord Himself, who actually bestows the ability to succeed in devotional service and to experience the bliss of devotional service. so we should all be very happy. Next program will be the Abhishek of Shri Gaur Nithai on the altar, and the Brahmin should come up on the altar and bathe the Lord, their lordships. And after that, we'll continue with Kirtan and then have a sumptuous prasadam feast around 1 o'clock. Thank you very much. Anybody like to say something or ask something? Yes.
Vishwambhar, who is the brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's also considered to be an incarnation of Lord Balaram.
Hmm.
So how is he related to Lord Nityananda?
It is like in Krishna's pastimes, Lord Balaram actually appeared in the womb of Devaki, but was transferred to the womb of Mother Yashoda. Rohini, right? So in the same way, these are all, they're the same personality appearing in two different wombs. One through the womb of Mother Shachi Devi and the other through the womb of Mother Padma Devi. Padmavati, like that. So they're actually the same personality. This is the Lord's ability, he can do that. He can appear simultaneously in two places through two different wombs. But it's the same, consider the same personality, the same Lord, Lord Balaram.
And then we don't have any details on what happened to Vishwambhar once he left.
Yeah, it's a very sad pastime. It's considered very, very sad, and therefore the Vaishnavas don't too much go into it, if it's considered very... Because Lord Chaitanya's parents, Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Devi, became very, very morose when he left to become a sannyasi. And so that pastime is very, very sad pastime. So generally the Vaishnavas don't go deep into that pastime. But there are details available about that, generally Vaishnavas.
I'm sorry to have asked this question, but there was an article that I read where sannyasi Lakshmipati, who actually came to take Nityananda Prabhu, was...
That is possible. That is possible. Yeah. I mean, the acharyas would know that. Depending on where you read it.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Can you recall the details of the incident in which Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda get into an argument while they're taking prasadam? Can you recall
that? No, I cannot. Can anybody else recall that? Can you recall that one? Part of it?
Very well.
Huh?
Not very well.
Okay. Anybody recall that pastime? The pastime is asking about is where Lord Nityananda and Lord Advaita Acharya got into some type of an argument.
I think Advaita Acharya was accusing it. Lord Nityananda was saying he was eating at the house of Advaita Acharya.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, you haven't prepared very much for prasadam.
Yes.
And then Advaita Acharya began accusing him of being a false sannyasi.
Reject
what?
A reject Paramahamsa.
A reject Paramahamsa. Oh, okay. Because he was eating too much?
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya kept on saying that there wasn't enough. No, Lord Nityananda kept on saying there wasn't enough, and Lord Chaitanya kept on saying that you're trying to feed me too much.
You're trying to feed me too much, yeah.
So then Lord Nityananda takes a handful of rice and throws it at the Advaita Acharya, and some of it sticks to his legs, and he gets up and he begins dancing and exercising.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture in there of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there are very, very many nice, beautiful pastimes. The one that I became very amazed by in the Chaitanya Bhagavat was the story of how Jagannath Pandit would offer, bhoga offering to Krishna and Balaram, the deities of Krishna and Balaram that he had in his house. And then Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya would go and eat the bhoga offering. And then they would see that there's no bhog offering left there, and so he'd cook again and offer again. The third time he cooked and offered it, and you know, Gaura and Itai turned up to take the bhoga, you know, Balaram came out of the didi. And he said, I'm going to punch you if you touch this. This is meant for me and Krishna. This is not meant for you and, you know. And so then Lord Nityananda became very angry with him and said, how dare you say that I cannot, that my master cannot take food, that Lord Chaitanya cannot take the food. He said, you try to punch me. He says, I'll punch you. And so then they got into an argument, and so then Krishna came out, and Krishna said to Nityananda that you better be careful what you're saying. And so then Lord Chaitanya defended Lord Nityananda and said, you know, you better not say anything to my Nityananda. And then the argument became between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. And then it got so heated, they got into a fist fight. All four of them got into a fist fight. Krishna was fighting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nityananda was fighting with Balaram. They got into a real fist fight with one another over the bhoga offering. And then there was so much commotion happening, so Lord Jagannath Puri came, Jagannath Pandit came, Jagannath Mishra came to see what is happening, because he's thinking, how so much commotion is going inside my pujari room, my puja room. So he knocked on the door like he normally does, you know, before he comes into the room, he knocks on the door to open the door. And as soon as he knocked, the other two went right back into their deity form again. And Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya hid. And so then Krishna and Balaram were able to have their bhoga offering. Because, you know, the bhoga offering was still there, and so they were able to take their bhoga offering. And then that way took it back, and then they were able to have the remnants. So, you know, it's many pastimes happen like that between these couple. The type of things that they do with one another is just amazing pastimes.
Do you know who was the narrator of that story?
Same, Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur. He's the one who also narrates this pastimes. Okay, well, anybody else say something? No? Thank you very much.
The next program
is at 10:30 sharp. We'd like people to be here before 10:30 so we can start the kirtan. It shouldn't be that the kirtan should start when the curtains open. We should get the kirtan started, and then 10:30 the curtains will open, and we will start the abhishek on the altar. Okay? Thank you very much. Sri Nityananda Balarama ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.